I have a joy that is a big joy to lift up this morning. We are going to have a new drama team that's forming. They are going to be meeting at Monday evenings at 6:30 here at the church. Does that start this week?
Yes.
Starts this week, so that is a good PTL. We'll look forward to that. I remind you that in your bulletin, take it with you. Keep it close beside you this week. Remember the names that are listed there. They're asking for our prayers and our support, and we can do that for them. I also have a reminder that Larry Kahn is still in need of our prayers. He's still having problems with his back. So let's remember Larry in our prayers this week, too. If you would please turn in your hymn books to page number 881, we will pray together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you, Deanna. Next month, these three right here will be saying the Apostles' Creed all by themselves. They learned that in confirmation, so it should be no problem at all. No problem whatsoever. One of those boys is my son, so I feel comfortable in saying that. Is, are, was, were. Anyway, Luke chapter 22. If you would turn with me in your pew Bibles or the Bible that you brought to Luke. Now, if you're not familiar with the Bible, let the rest of us help you out. Where is Luke, in the Old or the New Testament? It's in the New Testament of your Bible, which is literally, it's the back small portion of your Bible. I invite you to turn that. The New Testament begins with the Gospel of Matthew, then Mark, and then Luke. So Luke chapter 22, we'll begin reading at verse 31. 22:31. Once you find that, would you please stand with me, close that Bible on your finger and raise it high above your head. And let's say this Bible pledge loud and proud today. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read God's Word together this morning.